Welcome to Book Talking TV. I'm John Purcell, and I'm here with Jacqueline Harvey to talk about a new book, Alice Miranda in China. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Thanks very much, John. It's lovely to be here.
Well, we always love you having coming in, and as someone who's extraordinarily prolific, I must say, it's a great pleasure to get you here a few times a year because that's how many books you're producing.
Yes. I have been writing two Alice Miranda books every year since 2010. And on average, I think I've been doing about three Clementine Rose books since 2012. So it has been a pretty busy schedule.
But I've been checking out the page here on the series, and there's not much left.
No, it's pretty full, and we've certainly still got a lot more Alice Miranda and Clementine Rose books to come. So I don't know how we're going to manage that with the page. They might have to have two pages. So.
Two pages of previous editions.
Yes, I think so.
And in this book, I'm taking a wild guess here, but does Alice Miranda go to China?
Yeah, and amazingly, it is set in China, and the kids get to go on a school trip, on a bit of an exchange to a school in Beijing. But on the way, on their journey to Beijing, they stop off in Hong Kong, and they get to go to an incredible circus show, a bit like a Cirque du Soleil, but it's called the Circus of Golden Destiny. And while they're there, Alice Miranda's good friend Jacinta, who is an amazing gymnast, she's been wrestling with whether she wants to continue with gymnastics. And of course, she's very much inspired by the acrobats. So acrobatics actually plays a really big role in the story, as does something that happens when they visit the museum in Shanghai, and a very beautiful but tiny little cup, a cup with chickens on it, is stolen from the museum. And it's a Ming Dynasty cup worth, you know, millions and millions of dollars. So there's a robbery, there's all sorts of action happening.
And to research this, you must have gone to China to do a research trip, did you?
I did do a research trip. Last year I was fortunate to go to Hong Kong and then had quite a few days actually in Shanghai and also in Beijing. And Beijing was fantastic because I got to go and visit several schools in Beijing, and in particular work with an ex-colleague of mine from Australia who was the headmistress of a big international school up there. So it was fantastic talking to the kids about what sort of things they imagined Alice Miranda would get up to if she had a trip to China.
And what were the sort of things that they would come up with? Are they always testing you, these kids? I mean, you do a lot of events with children.
Yes.
And they must come up with comments and suggestions all the time. Are they a source of inspiration, or are they a great test for you?
Oh, no, they're a fantastic source of inspiration. And kids will often make suggestions about where they want Alice Miranda to go next. When I was in Beijing at the school, they were talking about the sorts of things that maybe she could do if she came to China. So, you know, the pandas, visit the pandas was a big one, go to the Forbidden City, eat unusual food. So some of the kids were like, she should eat a scorpion on a stick from the markets. And, you know, that I love that the kids come up with so many different ideas. And of course, sometimes I, you know, take them on board. I decided that I wouldn't have a panda focus in the story, but there is a tiny mention of a panda during the story.
And you do tour a lot with the books. Are you going anywhere this year?
I am. I'm just about to do some touring for Book Week in Australia. So I'm going out to Dubbo and Narromine, and then I'm off to the Melbourne Writers Festival. And then I think I'm going to England, actually, and to Hong Kong and to Singapore. So I'm very excited. I'm doing the Singapore Writers Festival at the end of the first week of November.
And what sort of age group are reading Alice Miranda? If someone's out there who hasn't, I mean, the wonderful thing about the Alice Miranda series now is if your daughter or son or daughter gets into them, there's so many different books to read.
There are, yes.
So what is the age group there generally?
Look, it absolutely bewilders me the way that Alice Miranda has sort of worked with children, in that lots of children will start reading her, you know, 7 or 8 years of age, and I've now got fans who are 17 and who still write to me and say, you know, I know that I've kind of outgrown the age that the books would be, you know, generally read by, but I started with her when I was in, you know, fifth class or sixth class, and I just love the story. So she does transcend quite a broad age group, which is really lovely that, you know, kids will keep on reading.
And a question about your own reading as a child. What was the kind of books that you were drawn to as the age group that is reading your books?
Okay, I was an absolute. My favourite book was Heidi by Joanna Spyri. I loved the whole idea of Switzerland and the Swiss Alps. And I remember the first time I went to Switzerland, I just was on a train in the Alps and with my face against the window saying to my husband, it's just like Heidi. That Black Beauty, I was a huge fan of Enid Blyton when I was little. I was a big reader. I read lots of different things when I was young. So, you know, I had quite a broad taste in reading.
And so one of the things that people tell me about as a bookseller about Alice Miranda is how, although I don't want to ruin it by saying they're nice, but...
they're very positive stories.
Yeah, very positive stories.
Very positive stories. And I think for, you know, for parents and grandparents who are looking to buy something for their, you know, young reader, they can be confident that it's, you know, there's lots of fun, there's great adventures, there's bad guys, but it's a really safe environment as well. So, you know, although the kids are off doing amazing things, you know that things will work out in the end. And I think that's a nice place to be with this character and these books.
Thank you very much, Jacqueline, for coming in and talking about Alice Miranda with us today.
It was my pleasure. Always love to visit. Thanks for having me.
All of Jacqueline Harvey's books are available at booktopia.com.au right now.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.